special provisions in mortgage lending instruments. The following is a discussion of various provisions often found in mortgages. Not all of these provisions will be found in all mortgage instruments. Late payment penalties. Late payment penalties are provisions of real estate notes and provide for the charging of a late fee when a payment is made beyond its due date. Most lenders charge these types of fees, although typically they will provide borrowers with a short grace period after their due date, where they may make their payment without penalty. Late fees may be a flat, predetermined amount, or may be a calculated percentage of the payment itself. Prepayment penalties. A prepayment penalty is one that is charged by the lender to the borrower if the borrower pays the loan off early. VA, FHA, and loans purchased by Fannie Mae have no prepayment penalty. In many states, including Texas, state usury laws stipulate that prepayment penalties are an interest charge and, combined with other interest charges, must not exceed legal limits. More than two-thirds of subprime loans have prepayment penalties, compared to less than 2% of conventional prime loans. The penalties come due when a borrower pays off their loan early, typically through refinancing or a sale of the house. The penalties remain in force for a period ranging from the first 2 to 5 years of the loan and are often as much as 6 months' interest on the loan. For a $100,000 loan at 11% interest, this would be over $5,000. Borrowers are frequently unaware that their loans contain a prepayment penalty and are surprised to learn of it when they attempt to refinance in the future to a lower rate. Prepayment Privilege Clause. The prepayment privilege clause is included in some loans and allows the borrower to pay off the loan before the due date without incurring penalties such as those discussed above. This clause can be advantageous to a borrower in cases where interest rates are falling, and the loan can be refinanced at a lower rate without additional cost. Lock-in clause. The lock-in clause is a condition of a mortgage loan that prohibits prepayment of the loan prior to a specific date. Lock-in clauses are often used in conjunction with prepayment penalties / privileges in the same loan to allow the lender to exert a measure of control over the repayment schedule of the loan. This is often done to preserve the lender's earning potential for a loan, especially those loans which may have a very high yield over their term. Alienation, due on sale clause. The alienation clause reserves the right of the lender to call the note, declare the entire balance due, if the borrower sells the property without repaying the loan. This clause is designed to prevent a purchaser from assuming the loan without the consent of the lender. This clause protects the lender from unqualified loan assumptions. The alienation clause is also known as the due on sale clause. Release clause. When included in a loan instrument, a release clause allows for a portion of the loan to be paid in exchange for the lender releasing a part of the property from the mortgage. This type of clause is often used by developers who develop raw land and sell lots to builders and individuals. When the development is created, it generally has one or more mortgage loans that encumber all of the lots in the subdivision. A builder who wishes to construct a new home on a lot will pay the developer a predetermined amount that is transferred to the mortgage company. The lot is then released from the development loan. The lot can then be pledged as collateral when the builder obtains a construction loan to build the house. Subordination clause. The subordination clause is a clause in which a holder of a mortgage permits a subsequent mortgage to take priority. Subordination is the act of yielding. This clause provides that if a prior mortgage is renewed, the junior mortgage will continue in its subordinate position and will not automatically become a higher or first mortgage. Exculpatory clause. The exculpatory clause is used to limit the borrower's personal liability in the event of a default on a loan. This clause, when included, clearly states that the liability of the borrower is limited to the property in question, protecting the borrower's other real and personal property from becoming collateral in the event of a default. Non-recourse clause. Non-recourse clauses are often used by loan originators when selling loans on the secondary market. A non-recourse clause protects the seller of the security from liability in the event of a default by the borrower. for securities sold without a non-recourse clause, the seller of those securities would be liable for the repayment of the loan to the secondary buyer. A non-recourse clause is also used in commercial lending. It provides that the borrower/developer is not personally liable for the repayment of a loan. In such a case, the lender's sole recourse in the event of default is to foreclose the property and recover all or a portion of the loan balance and fees. Acceleration clause. An acceleration clause is a provision in a written mortgage or note stating that in the event of default, the entire amount of the principal becomes due and payable. Escalation clause. An escalation clause allows the lender to raise the existing interest rate. Although an escalation clause is usually used in an adjustable rate mortgage, it can be used to overcome an alienation clause. The lender will permit a loan assumption at an increased interest rate. Assumption clause. An assumption clause allows a new borrower to take over the payments on an existing loan under specified terms and conditions. Defeasance clause. A defeasance clause states that the lien is defeated when the debt is repaid.